We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
ZJ Becker, Ellen Schenk along with you. And it seems like, Ellen, whenever the topic of the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, one of its states, and a nuclear accident comes up, that it is rarely a good thing.
And it's always secretive.
Tom Rivers is with us from the Foreign Desk this morning with the latest on what's happened in Russia. And Tom, how much do we know about what has happened there?
Yeah, we're kind of piecing things together because it's not a clear, straightforward picture. We know that there was a second large blast explosion at a military base last week in Russia. This one was about 800 miles north of Moscow in the White Sea. Turns out it was on a sea launch platform, very unusual. And apparently, this is again from Russian sources, they say the scientists were working on a nuclear isotope power source. Okay, that's all that means. I'm not sure about the depth of knowledge on the listeners on that one, but again, we think back about a year and a half ago, Putin was talking about nuclear-powered cruise missile that they were developing. Maybe, just maybe, this was it. And it was a large explosion. Took out seven people, seven scientists. Their funerals were held yesterday. And yeah, it is alarming because we look like we're embarking possibly on yet another arms race with Russia.
Did we detect the explosion? Did we notice increased radiation levels? How did we find out about this?
Yeah, the Pentagon had been monitoring. Also, Russian sources did acknowledge that background radiation had spiked the day after this accident. But they say it's now back to normal. That's what they say. We don't have our gauges out there. We don't know for sure. But again, this is kind of alarming. If the other side is working on this stuff, then I suppose then we're going to have to work on this kind of stuff too. Nuclear-powered, if you will, missiles that can go around the world. Development was kind of played with in the 60s, and they dropped it. Now, maybe, just maybe, after all these years, it's being picked up once again.
Well, Tom, didn't we recently officially step away from some nuclear proliferation treaty or something like that? And I'm wondering, the president was criticized for doing that, but I'm wondering if he's doing it in response to what Putin talked about last year and what we are apparently seeing evidence of now.
Possibly. That is a possibility, although the problem with the intermediate nuclear range missiles is these things are not long enough. They're not going to hit the U.S. If there's any dispute, the people in the crosshair are right people right here in Western Europe, not in the U.S.
Different topic entirely, but just briefly, you know, with everything that's going on with Brexit in the EU, first couple of weeks for Boris Johnson, how's he being perceived by the British public?
He's kind of on a knife edge, really is. He's got the rhetoric that is more positive, let's put it that way, than Theresa May. But they also had a by-election here. He lost yet another seat. He's got a majority of one. That's it. And if push comes to shove, if he tries to get a no-deal Brexit through Parliament, that is not going to fly. So we could very well be seeing a general election here, a snap general election in November. So watch that one very, very closely indeed. These are very, very dramatic times over here, probably the most dramatic political times and churning of the seas we've seen since probably World War II over here.
Tom Rivers with us from the Foreign Desk in London this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.